Those Concord Grapes, A Community Food Bank Tale by Emma Rose. Living in central Denver has its perks, and one of the gems of our neighborhood is the food bank run by our community center. Throughout the warmer months, local gardeners generously contribute their surplus harvest. It's like a mini farmer's market where folks can take what they need without worrying about the cost. For those facing tough times, it's a true lifeline. Our backyard is a cornucopia of delights. At the beginning of the season, we're all about radishes and lettuce. Then come peas, chard, and kale. As summer hits its stride, our baskets overflow with cucumbers, crookneck squash, and the inevitable avalanche of zucchinis. I love crafting bouquets of cosmos and sunflowers, adding a touch of floral joy to the food bank's offerings. By August, my husband and I are hauling sacks of beans and tomatoes. But our raspberries? Well, they have a different destiny. They barely make it past the vine, let alone to our kitchen. But it's not just our garden that contributes. One neighbor lets us raid their plum tree, another shares boxes of apples from their abundant orchard each week, and yet another blesses us with grapes from a vine that's been around almost as long as the neighborhood itself. One spring, as we made our first donation of the year, a volunteer thanked us warmly before eyeing us with curiosity. "You brought something special last year, those purple berries. Our clients couldn't get enough. Any chance of more?" Purple berries? The only thing resembling berries in our garden were the raspberries. I racked my brain until it hit me like a bolt of inspiration. "Absolutely," I assured her. "We'll bring those purple berries in the fall when they're ripe." For those accustomed to the uniformity and blandness of supermarket fare, the produce we gathered from our neighbors, with their seeds and explosive flavor, was a revelation. Those purple berries? They were none other than Concord grapes.